The new movie I've Got Issues, now streaming, is described as an absurdist comedy about suffering. The filmmaker, Steve Collins, lives in Connecticut and teaches film at Wesleyan. He told New England Public Media's Jill Kaufman he wrote this humorous meditation on despair in response to the 2016 election.
Breaking news, another thing just happened.
I've Got Issues is a comedy, a dark comedy.
Here. We told you and you did not listen, and now it's officially too late.
A few years ago, Steve Collins says he wrote the script after Donald Trump was elected president.
It did come out of a feeling of that I think a lot of people, at least on the left, were feeling a real despair and a kind of hopelessness.
Collins says he saw a lot of hate boil up after the 2016 election, and he found himself writing about decent people getting taken advantage of. He says the title, I've Got Issues.
It is supposed to be a kind of a double meaning of, you know, emotional issues and the kind of more external or political issues that injure us.
And we meet injured people galore in vignettes that parody inane corporate rules and bosses, phony gurus, and ridiculous injustice.
And then he came up behind me and took my purse.
In one scene, Beatrice Sludge, who had her purse snatched, is testifying in court. She points out the defendant and the bag he stole. With the judge's blessing, the defense attorney jumps up and begins to interrogate her.
Miss Sludge, are you in the habit of making a mockery of the U.S. justice system?
Beatrice doesn't understand what is being asked, and then all of a sudden, a jury of all white men, all rather old, reach a verdict.
We the people find Beatrice Sludge guilty.
But I'm not on trial!
Bailiff, take her away.
No. You don't understand. I'm an innocent person. I'm just a victim.
Beatrice Sludge is locked away. She's on death row. And when her last meal arrives, she appears somewhat annoyed. It's scrambled eggs.
What's this? I ordered ossobuco.
Pepperoni!
Pizza figures into another vignette. A lot of pizza.
Doors open.
Mr. Pizza, also known as Timmy, essentially has merged with his couch.
Come on in.
He is obese. He, his TV, and his phone are dripping in sauce and cheese.
Smells good. Gimme, gimme. Yeah.
A lot of these are my own little nightmares about, you know, watching Netflix too much. And I know everyone's become like this. We're more shut in than ever before as a society, certainly with the pandemic now.
The phone? Join us.
And could we all become Mr. Pizza, who Collins wrote to be truly repellent? And he says the scene really shocks people. But he's not making fun of his characters, he insists. I've Got Issues is about salvation, including for Mr. Pizza.
I don't think I ever would have put it in there if I didn't come up with a way to get him off that couch and a way to make him fall in love. That was the part I found really interesting.
Mr. Pizza falls in love with Griselda, a woman who is suffering from such anxiety, her face is permanently, at least on screen, contorted into a painful grimace.
Courtney Davis, the actress, I've worked with her for years. She can only do it for about 60 seconds. I really laughed a lot. I found it interesting that when she made that face, I empathized with her because it was a face of discomfort and suffering. And I like taking awful things and trying to make them funny.
How are the benefits here?
Will viewers find a skit about the Ku Klux Klan funny?
Unlimited snacks in the workroom.
In this scene, Jim is sitting in a job interview. He's told he doesn't get the job, but there is a paid internship.
What's it for?
It's writing the newsletter for the White Male Supremacy Booster Club.
That's not really my thing.
It is a paid internship, and you'd be in charge of the recycling program.
Could I just do the recycling part?
No.
Collins says he even questioned whether the scene went too far, but he doesn't believe it's his job as a filmmaker to fix issues like racism. He says it is his job to raise them and see what his characters do.
And it is my sort of utopian worldview of what people can do, and specifically sensitive people. they can unite and help each other. And it's not that complicated.
And along the way, Colin says, it would be good if we could find something to laugh about. For New England Public Media, I'm Jill Kaufman.